We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm pretty sure that Michael, at the age of 3 months, is the youngest guest we've ever had. He's also the best behaved guest we've ever had here.
Maybe the best dressed as well, if you want to add that to the list. Nice Red Sox onesie there with the seams on it. It's great.
Michael is here with his mom, by the way. He's not sitting here by himself.
Right, no, that would have been quite a feat.
Jennifer McCann Black is with us, and her doctor, Dr. Katie Thornton. And just the fact that Jennifer is sitting here with the three-month-old son, Michael, who's the coolest, cutest little kid ever.
Thanks.
And all of this happened while you were being treated for cancer.
Yeah, so I was diagnosed when I was just about 31 weeks pregnant. And so the main goal with Dr. Thornton was to stabilize me and keep Michael inside me as long as possible without jeopardizing my health. And as you can see, we were successful.
And so how did you know something was up? Because obviously when you're pregnant, I'm sure you've got all kinds of things going on. Yeah. Then how did you say, well, that's just me being pregnant, or I got to get this checked out?
Well, people said I was tough. I think maybe a little
She's
stupid.
Very tough.
Yeah.
Very tough.
So I eventually had a pulmonary embolism that was kind of thrown from my tumor. And I probably worked with it for like 4 days, not knowing if it was like pregnancy.
Right.
I mean, I have a small frame, so people were saying, you know, you get short of breath. It's totally normal. But luckily I had an OB appointment, and they got me up at Brigham and Women up to the triage. And then we met Dr. Thornton a couple of days later. Everything happened really fast. So it was really when I couldn't breathe that I ended up going and saying I needed something more.
Well, Dr. Thornton, treating cancer is tough enough. Treating cancer in a woman who's 31 weeks pregnant has got to be exponentially tougher. What special problems did that pose for you?
Well, we wanted to keep Jennifer healthy, and we wanted to keep future Michael healthy. And so, you know, we had to do a lot of reading and just looking at the literature to see what was safe to give her to fight her tumor, as well as safe for the baby. And so I think I had some sleepless nights during the initial introduction of everything.
You've
of
had
everything.
More sense, though, right?
I tried to keep it cool, but it was really amazing getting to know Jennifer and seeing her strength and optimism, and really having not only the goal of treating her and keeping her feeling well, but also getting this prize at the end.
Yeah.
of what we were struggling with at the end, and everything. I mean, the teamwork that went on was incredible between, you know, Dana-Farber and the Brigham and Jennifer and her husband, and it was just really, really a wonderful process. I wish you never had to go through
right.
it,
yeah.
obviously, but things went pretty smoothly.
And angiosarcoma, am I
correct.
Saying that correct?
You are, yes.
One for one. It's going to be a long day, though, so I don't know if that batting average
will first one.
I don't know if that'll keep up. But so how do you process, all right, this is what I'm going through, but then at the same time, like you guys were saying, that the health of your child as well,
sure.
it's got to be.
Well, there's been kind of like a few steps in processing, you know. The first one was like, oh, it's not pneumonia or something like that. And then it was, what is it? And just because I was pregnant, the diagnosing days and what we had to do was very different and involved more so than someone else with just a regular biopsy. The pregnancy threw a lot of different curveballs
yeah.
yes,
into
good.
It. Thank you. And so that first week was a blur of processing, honestly. And then I started treatment pretty immediately. So then the goal was Michael. So then I kind of had this whole another wave of processing for myself once Michael was born, that like now it was just about my life yeah. and keeping me healthy and around for Michael. So the goal kind of changed after Michael was born, which we share a birthday, by the way. He was born,
really?
Really? He was born on my birthday.
Wow.
So
he arranged
so
that.
He did. He tried to come a little early, but he got stuck with me. So, yeah, a lot of different
Yeah,
steps
I'm
in
sure.
processing.
So, Dr. Thornton, you're probably sitting by the phone waiting for that phone call that the process had begun as much as anybody.
Yeah, we had a lot of pre-meetings to you know, plot out exactly, you know, the best case scenarios and the more emergency types of things, so that there were no surprises the day of the delivery. You know, as we got closer to the delivery, my job got a little bit easier because we weren't in active chemotherapy mode. We were sort of backing off to let everything wash out a little bit. But I certainly, you know, when we heard that the delivery had happened, the good news that everything had gone well was music to my ears. So it was really a happy day.
And Jennifer, you're a teacher at King Philip, right?
I am.
How have your students rallied behind you?
Oh, I mean, the school community has been amazing, almost like embarrassingly so. And my students know way more about my personal life than I usually share with them now. But I mean, they had fundraisers and, you know, students sent me cards and emails and videos, and the whole community in the three towns of, you know, Wrentham, Plainville, and Norfolk, I can't say thank you enough to them for their help and support, and just the school district for totally supporting me and telling me to forget about school because I'm a little obsessive with my classroom. But it was funny how easily I just kind of let go once everything started happening. And I've had a great substitute, Bauer Evans, who came in for me. Magically, they found him over the weekend that he had taught AP U.S. History, and he agreed to be there for the rest of the year, and now for me for the fall for a while, too. So everything kind of fell into place, and it was really great. And Michael and I actually got to go to graduation. We were both out of the hospital, and we got to go back to graduation to see the seniors, which was great.
It's just a suggestion as we let you go here. I'd put a bunch of lights on the ceiling in Michael's room. Michael really likes this.
He's a huge fan of fans and lights now, so you guys are making his morning.
I mean, he has been watching these lights, and he is the best behaved little kid I've ever seen.
You know, my husband, who unfortunately started school today and couldn't come, even though he's a huge Mariners but baseball fan. He's from Seattle, but so unfortunately he couldn't come with us today, but I know he's listening, so we'll say hi. And you know, Michael's doing well, and Dad won't be surprised by that.
I was telling Jennifer, my husband did the same thing. I said this morning as I was leaving, oh, I'm going to be on a telethon today with one of my patients, and I'm going down to Fenway Park, and my husband said, and you're just telling me this now? Like, what?
I at least got tickets for my husband for tonight.
Oh, so very nice. Good job.
Well, it was great to meet all three
of
you.
Yeah, and, thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for making the trip down.
Yes, thanks for doing this.
Thanks, you guys. Great to see you. Great to see you, Michael.
Bye.
See you, bye, Michael.
Bye.
Michael's got his Red Sox outfit going. He's got his Red Sox burpee cloth, for crying out loud.
Great.
He is ready to go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.